Let us talk about creating in a separate energy. That is a challenge, of course, but we want to begin to be able to feel it as a correct thing to do. And what we mean by that is several things. We have spoken to you before about paving the middle road while all about you has gone mad. And that is going to continue for some time. And what we are accustomed to is waiting to feel like moving ahead, waiting to feel like creating and doing new things and exploring new things. But you cannot do that now because of the nature of what is going on around you. Sometimes, as you all know, even within your own families. So if you are waiting to feel that you now have permission to move ahead, to choose what you are going to create with, to feel the things that go with joy. If you are waiting, please do not wait anymore. These are the things that we need to be doing, even while everything around us is doing whatever it is doing. And this is a rather new thing, because being intuitive, and we are going to talk to you about both a positive and a pitfall here in the same breath. You are intuitive enough to feel, for instance, energy when you are opposed. You can feel that. It is like, this is not a friendly energy. This is not a supportive energy. But we have all been taught, when we feel that, to either shut down our energy, to react to that energy, to become angry with the energy, to oppose the energy. So what happens then is that all the power goes to the negative energy. And because you are a woman, it is what you have been taught. This is not something that is malfunctioning in the feminine system. This is absolutely what was taught. And how was it taught? It was taught with phrases like these. We do not want to upset them. Couldn't we wait till later to talk about that? Well, if you move ahead in a joyful way, think how badly the people around you will feel if they are not. We are going to stop with those, but I'm sure you all recognize the energy of this kind of thing, because it is saying, do not move ahead in your joy. That is absolutely what it is saying. And what we are saying to you now is, no matter what is happening, move ahead in your joy. This is how you pave the middle road. You allow all others, everything else, to do what it is doing. Of course, you have emotional things to deal with. We understand that. But have as your goal to move through the emotional things that hold you back, and to move and to pave the middle road and make it full of joy. Because when you choose your joy in spite of what is happening around you, you are empowering the part of yourself that Mother God created. And it is a beautiful and powerful and healing thing that you are doing. But it means that your point of reference must be your own heart. Let us say that again. Your point of reference must be your own heart. Everyone is going through whatever they are going through. It does not mean that you must wait until everyone has gone through everything they are going through before you listen to your heart, before you hear that thing in you that says, it is time for us to move, time for us to create. And it may be an uncomfortable feeling, but it must be a choice, because that is how you honor your own heart. You have heard everything that opposes that, and we know that. But we are going to take a few moments and speak together and see if we can begin to find, what would you call it, the holes in that logic, that patriarchal logic, because it is important to know where those holes are so that we do not become trapped in them. So we will take a few moments and speak together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain fall all around you and wash away the weak, wash away the pain and the tension, wash away the uncertainty, wash away the thoughts that do not serve us. Give all of that to the warm rain and let it fall away from your body and your energy field. And feel the sun that is the universe and all of its energy above your head. And feel that sun energy become liquid and begin to pour into your body. Let it open your crown. And let it open your crown more, making it right to receive abundantly. Let the golden light flow into your third eye and feel the third eye open and grow. And feel it knowing you intuitively and knowing your heart. And feel it knowing the world outside of you, without taking the world outside of you in. Simply letting the energy of the third eye go out, gather information. Allow yourself to know. And feel the flow of golden light into your throat. And let that golden light displace any harsh things that you might have spoken to yourself or to others. And let the golden light remind you of your value, remind you of your truth. And feel the golden light flow through your body and enter your heart. And know that your heart and the heart of the universe are being fed together. The universe is wise and you are wise. The universe is loving and you are loving. The universe is strong and you are strong. The universe heals and you heal. And let the energy that moves in your heart bring your heart back to its original power, back to its original shape, and feel the joy as your heart returns. And let the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And feel that golden light displace the emotions of the week, the ones that are heavy, the ones that are hurtful, the ones that only serve old patterns and thus keep you prisoner emotionally. Feel those displaced by the golden light. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel the golden light displace shame, guilt, things that restrain you and do not allow you to be free in the light. Feel that heaviness leave your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel this power where the patterns of creations are created and renewed. Feel how alive it is. And feel the golden light healing the root. And moving to the places where the root can be built up again. In the perfect form for you. And feel how the golden light connects all of the chakra centers. So the root is prepared for creating and it connects to the heart, which knows what it loves to create. To the head, which supports all that you wish to create in your own life, in the world. Let those thoughts follow the heart, follow the patterning in the root, follow the wisdom in the third eye. And as you are readjusting, realigning your life, keep the crown open. So that joyfully the universe pours its energy into your body and your energy and makes your path golden and light. And see that path before you. And allow yourself to lightly walk up the path. And feel the embrace of the universe as you walk. And see gates that open for you. And see the garden in which you are walking. A garden of great beauty, of great compassion and comfort and joy. and drink from the water that runs in this place to refresh your spirit. And as you move upward, see that you can come to an altar, and on that altar, the universe has left a gift for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to walk back down the path. Take in the energy of your own place and fill with it. See the gates open and see your path still shining. Walk along that path and come back into your body. Remembering your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.